particular persona and what they hope to accomplish in doing so. That our life choice is not based on previous lifetimes or karma or difficulties we've had in the past, although we certainly can choose to explore those arenas, but the choice to do so is based on free will. We can always say, no, I'm not returning. I have better things to do back here than go down there with the rest of you. But for some godforsaken reason, because our soul group convinces us to do so, or our guides convince us that it's a journey we should take on behalf of others, we agree to participate. Indeed, those of us here have all agreed to come here, to get back on stage, to play our parts as requested of us. We may not like it once we get back here, but how we perform is entirely up to us. When we leave this mortal coil, it's not that we drift like a wisp of smoke into a bardo, as Buddhism argues, but a full third of our energy heads back home to unite with the other two-thirds of our energy that is always back there. It's a bit like the liquid metal robot from the film Terminator 2. When a piece broke off, the liquid sought out the rest of the metal so it could reformulate the whole robot. Our energy seeks out and finds the rest of our energy and melds with it to make us whole again. People have described this event as resynthesizing with their higher energy, as mind-blowing and intensely healing. When we reportedly reconnect with our literal selves, we remember the motivation behind our adventures here and all of our previous adventures with other members of our soul group. We can see why we chose this lifetime, why we understand why we chose previous lifetimes, and understand the overall theme of all of our choices. They report that each lifetime reflects the overall discipline that our soul group is working on. Like being part of a university class in a chosen discipline, one soul's group overall theme might be medicine, healing, compassion, forgiveness, loyalty, any of the various themes that are explored in literature and the theater. In one between life session, a woman reported that her soul group examines what addiction does to people and recalled various lifetimes that include addictions in all their forms. She was able to see that the overdose of her brother, the sexual addictions of her father, and her own life's addictions all had a theme to them of understanding the fundamental energy behind addiction and how to transform that into healing energy. In some cases, a soul may not want to return home right away, may forestall the trip to stick around and see how things play out. It's up to us whether we stay or go, after all, just as it's up to us whether we come here or not. We might see these souls who haven't left in some energetic, etheric way. They're usually referred to as ghosts, and in popular media appear with eerie music. But in many cases, after a person checks out, says goodbye to their loved ones, they can't wait to get back home. They report they usually can't wait to return to their friends, back home. To be clear, this isn't my belief, philosophy, or religious bent. I have a background as a journalist. I've written for Variety, Premiere, USA Today, and Inc.com. I'm a documentary filmmaker, titles like White City, Windy City, Journey into Tibet. And I'm a film director, Limit Up, Point of Betrayal, You Can't Hurry Love, among others. And I'm just reporting what the research consistently says. I'm not an expert on the afterlife, nor an expert on anything, really. I've been filming and interviewing people about their flip-sided experiences for a decade now. The reports are essentially the same. These eyewitness reports are a bit like the explorers who took ships across the sea, then came back with fantastic tales of what they'd seen. Some went with an attitude of reinforcing their religious beliefs. Some made up stories to get money for future trips, while others kept diaries and reported verbatim what they'd witnessed. But when the reports were consistent and could be repeated, their destination became the new world. What these people report about the flip side is both consistent and replicable, which is pretty much what science requires for something to be considered data. The main difference here is that when these explorers returned from their trip abroad, they referred to that other place across the sea as home. Further, the research shows that while we are on the planet, that two-thirds of our energy back there on the flip side isn't just floating on clouds. It's reported that our higher selves attend classes, learn how to manipulate energy, even report playing games with soulmates. In one case, a person reported finding her soul group playing